The force upon our minds of that which feeds us is profound, we have been saying. This is true in every sense of feeds. What do we allow in? What do we give our attention to? Is it power or is it love? Whatever we choose, it is that which receives our allegiance. So identifying this consciously is key. And then asking ourselves what is gained and what is lost by what we choose, and testing those conclusions for truth. And if we want our true selves, our wholeness, and for love to lead us, we must, as Prince tells us, simply ignore those who promote hate and division. And then the question is, my son just said, how do we ignore them? Pondering this question reveals the success for the global statesmen within their expropriation of religion, of that power-infused tactic of proselytization. And this point is one aspect of Alice's anti-pedagogy stance. Proselytization, we can now see, means the opposite of what we're taught. We're taught it means to bring us to love, reconnect us with the infinite, when instead it means interception, an attempt to draw into institutions that are class, beholding, or reinforcing those who choose love. It means to bring us back to power, not to our true power, which to reconnect with means self-love, self-expression, expressing our feelings and hearkening. We ignore power by giving our brothers and sisters something opposite to power to look at in every sense, which stimulates thought and prompts questions about the anti-truth, anti-love, false reality that power makes, which explains why the arts, and I'm including social media in that, are in the crosshairs and have been for the last 2.5 centuries, because self-expression is key to reclaiming one's gift from the infinite. I opened the first chapter of the book Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work, which you can download free from the Waking Up or Tools pages of the Nascent's website, with the lines, "There's an earlier wholeness for which our souls long. Our interior compass tends toward it. And what's called reality feels wrong." That favor reconnection with the infinite, which is the ancestors, the earth, and each other, the source of true power, that allows our minds to hide from power's hungry eyes. Surveillance kills the human spirit. Can any deny it? Power insists on owning, on being in charge of. They wage war on our access to parks, open spaces, squares, and trees, when these interfere with their surveillance needs. Music that melds us, that brings soul healing, stories that show our oneness, and social media, which offers the potential for our connecting across space, though it's under threat, allows us to directly speak to one another, setting aside for the moment the omnipresent problem of infiltration by agents and their creation and insertion of horror stories to sink it, as tactics to orchestrate tight state control of it, of social media. It allows us to speak directly to each other and ignore power. As long as power stays hidden, they can manipulate us ad infinitum, unless we ignore them. But whatever else we have our bodies. And when we hearken, if we internalize what we hear, we can act on it. And let the ancestors guide us, which they are doing when we follow our questions. Not the ones given us by power or authority, but the ones that nag, come back to guide us again and again.